With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite serious blowback from some of his fellow Republicans, House Speaker Mike Johnson is advancing plans for weekend votes on foreign aid bills, including one providing more aid for Ukraine, another for Israel.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job. Look, history judges us for what we do. This is a critical time right now.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene threatening to oust Johnson from the speaker's job. President Biden has endorsed Johnson's strategy. Secretary of State Blinken is among G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy for talks focusing on the latest crisis in the Mideast.
Allies are urging Israel to show restraint after Iran's unprecedented attack on Saturday. Despite calls for de-escalation, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has insisted his country will make its own decisions. G7 nations are looking to coordinate fresh sanctions against Tehran, while also refocusing discussions on aid to Gaza, freeing Israeli hostages, and hopes for a ceasefire.
The BBC's Jessica Parker. Also at SRNnews.com, it didn't take Senate Democrats long to shoot down two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is disappointed.
We have, in effect, ignored the directions of the House, which were to have a trial.
It's back to court today for former President Trump. Jury selection for his New York criminal trial resumes in Manhattan. Numerous homes and businesses damaged by powerful storms that swept across northeast Ohio last evening. A suspected tornado touched down in Windham, about 30 miles southeast of downtown Cleveland. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 3 points. This is SRN News. Another troubling new medical trend is emerging.
A growing number of people, usually the young, are seeking to have parts of their body amputated in order to live as a disabled person. The medical community has labeled this, quote, body integrity dysphoria. And in Canada last month, doctors removed two perfectly healthy fingers from the hand of a 20-year-old. Doctors say this isn't any different than performing a sex change operation on someone so they can live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona, not the only state with a 150-year-old abortion ban that could go back into effect now that Roe v. Wade has been appealed. Wisconsin has a law from 1849 that bans abortion unless it's necessary to save the life of the mother. After the Dobbs decision came out repealing Roe v. Wade, Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit arguing the 1849 law is not valid. This is SRN News. Hezbollah strikes during deliberations by Israel's government over how to retaliate over Iran's recent attack. We get the latest on the media line's Michael Friedson.
While Mideast observers remain divided over whether Israel will retaliate for Saturday's Iranian bombardment, the Iranian proxy in Lebanon, Hezbollah, launched multiple attacks at the Bedouin border town of Arab al-Aramshe. Four missiles penetrated Israel's famed anti-missile umbrella, one landing in town, damaging a community center and injuring seven. An eighth was injured as he traveled in a car. Meanwhile, the most frequently debated question remains whether Israel will respond in kind to the aerial armada of more than 300 drones, ballistic, and cruise missiles fired at Israel from Iranian soil. The U.S. is known to be trying to convince Israel to forego any retaliation for now, the minority position to date. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.